Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, we speak to people making a difference in Bedford County. Now, here's our host, Lloyd Roach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you, and welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program of our News Talk at 98.7 and 1310 AM WBFD. This morning's program is brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and exceptional quality of life that defines our region. This morning is Gwen Fisher, and Gwen heads up a very interesting out here in Bedford County called Pennsylvania Career Link, and you've probably heard about them. They are the ones who help people get jobs and help employers find employees. And they're very good at it, and we're going to learn more about how they do this kind of work. Gwen, how did you get into this whole thing of CareerLink?
Yeah, Lloyd, thank you so much for having me on this morning. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about CareerLink. I spent most of my working career in private industry, 30 years as a matter of fact, and found myself with an opportunity to reinvent myself, if you will. And I came to Pennsylvania CareerLink looking for help with my career. We actually, they helped me in all the ways we help all the other workers around here, which is they helped me put together my resume. They helped me practice my interview questions. They helped me figure out what it is I wanted to do. And interestingly enough, there was a position open to be the administrator for the CareerLink. And that's how I landed in this role. And it's been a great job ever since.
I think most people think of CareerLink as laborers are looking for a part-time work, people that look for an entry-level job, and here you are, an experienced executive coming into this world, and you end up getting an executive job. The CareerLink is very broad that way, isn't it? It isn't just one kind of job.
Yeah. I mean, I think even backing it up one step further, Lloyd, I think some of the things that people see us as, if they know about us at all, as a for-profit job placement organization. Mm-hmm. But that's not what we do at all. Although those are great organizations, we are nonprofit, and we help anybody and everybody who is looking to change a job, get their first start on a job, maybe progress in their existing careers. And we help them every step of the way. We are a nonprofit, and we help people do all the things they need to do to take the next steps.
Tell me about the structure of the organization. Is this a government entity, a private partnership? How does it work?
PA CareerLink is part of America's Job Centers. We're governed by a law called Workforce Innovation Opportunity Act. And every single state in the United States has PA CareerLink offices, although they're called something different each state. There's about 60 of them in the state of Pennsylvania, and Bedford County is really lucky to have a dedicated organization.
Every profession has a convention. Do you have a convention?
We do. we go to every year. There's any number of conventions, actually, but the big one is the Pennsylvania Workforce Development Association Conference in Hershey. Hmm. Happens every spring, and we go. We chat with our peers, and we talk with other people who are interested in what's happening in work.
I've been to many conventions in Hershey with the Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters, and if you go to the Hershey Hotel, they give you these cool chocolate bars. They only sell in that store anywhere. You can't get them anywhere else, or so they say. But they are wonderful. You gain about 50 pounds just going to that Hershey Convention Center.
Hershey Convention Center is certainly booby-trapped with every kind of chocolate imaginable.
Our guest is Gwen Fisher from the Pennsylvania CareerLink. Tell me about the people that work here. Do they have a specific educational background, like in HR and things like that, or is it different?
People come from all different backgrounds. You know, my personal background was from operations and HR and in for-profit industry. But the people we have on staff now come from, they come from education. We have a lot of former teachers on our staff. We have people who have come born and raised in workforce, and this is all they know. Their families were in workforce industry as well. We've got people who are master's degrees in HR and communication as well. So all sorts.
Well, it kind of tags back to our sponsor, BCDA. They certainly use your organization a lot because of the things they're building here in Bedford County, everything from these large warehouses to factories. And I know they're in constant need. In fact, I spoke with someone the other day on one of these programs, Bob McGowan from the Mission Critical Solutions, and he said they use CareerLink to help get new people. So I was wondering where these people came from, because I thought, are there sections of CareerLink where there are professional people, then there's engineer people, and there's labor people? Just tell me how that works.
So we are really fortunate in Bedford County to have BCDA leading our economic development efforts. They are a forward-thinking organization, as you mentioned, with all kinds of development that's happening regionally. Right. We also have a very strong Chamber of Commerce here as well. So all of those forces together bring a lot of jobs to the area, and they bring a lot of – and generally, when you have a lot of jobs, there's families that follow into the area as well. So it's sort of a self-fulfilling circle, if you will. The people who we are, when they turn to us as the workforce arm, when they turn to Pennsylvania CareerLink to find jobs for people, for these new agencies, we look at the customers who are coming into our building and see what their skills are and see if they are matches for those organizations and try to do some very specific job placements for them.
Today it seems if you're looking for a job, the first thing you have to do is go on the computer, fill out an enormously long form, and then and only then will people talk with you. We seem to have lost the personal connection. Do you have any comments on that?
Well, I think, Lloyd, you're spot on. It is a digital world, and everything that we, from a job search perspective, there is a lot of digital. You have to go online to apply for the jobs these days. The testing for the jobs happens online these days. And there are different sets of the workforce that are equally or not equally qualified to manage that process. So when, we encourage job seekers, whether it is a very young person starting out or whether it's somebody who's retired and looking to get back into the workforce, to come in and we can help you figure out a way to become more digitally literate that way. Because it is a challenge, for sure. It's a real one.
I know it's not a real one for the young people. They just walk right into it. Is that all you need to do? Fine. Bang, bang, bang. But anybody over 50 or 60 today, their head spins around when they say, can you give me your barcode or whatever? And they're going, I don't know what you're talking about.
We do have that set of people coming in here, mm-hmm. Older workers looking for some digital help, and we certainly help them. I will also say that the younger generation isn't always as skilled in digital communication as you might think.
Aha.
A lot of them don't use email. They're using different apps and things to communicate as opposed to, writing a good email. And some of the work that we do with the youth locally is to help them learn how to use these communication skills that they're not used to using as well.
One of the things I've noticed, at least in my visits here, is that you do, in fact, speak to people in person. You actually interview people and talk to them and get a feeling for their – and I guess that's transmitted to the ultimate employer, but at least they do get some of that. One of the things that impressed me, when you come in, they kind of build a little profile of you and as the applicant. And they sit you down and they make you answer these questions. And they look a little tedious, but I understand there's a system behind that. So could you explain what that's about and why you do that?
Yeah. So I will say to start out that Pennsylvania CareerLink, I think part of the magic for us is the fact that we are real people talking to people.
Yeah.
And in our digital world, that is few and far between. And it's one of the reasons our job fairs are so successful, and we can talk about that later. But to your point of bringing people in and asking them a whole bunch of questions, I think we do this because there's enormous amount of barriers that a lot of people have when they are looking for work or want to change jobs, whether that is healthcare issues, childcare issues, transportation challenges, or food or housing even. We ask those questions so that we can help them and connect them to the correct resources that they need. So it's a really holistic approach that we take when we're helping job seekers. We try to get them these resources and connect them to these resources so they can get on a path to a job search.
When I was speaking to the folks at Bedford Reinforced Plastics a couple of weeks ago, they said something that really opened my eyes. They were talking about laborers. So they need a laborer. So a laborer to me is a guy that has a hammer, walks in the door and says, where do you want something banged? Where do you want the ditch dug? He said, the labor we get, we first thing we do is we send them to school. He said they send them down to Winchester, Virginia, to learn how to operate the robots inside of their factory. So that's how labor has changed. Just the word labor is almost a little bit of a misnomer today. These people come back actually as trained technicians. They're not just laborers. So that's probably a big change that you've seen just in the last few years since you've been here, I would guess.
Well, I think it's interesting to hear that. That's the first time I've heard that, by the way. But we call the information we share as labor force information, mm-hmm. so it's not surprising, really. I think, you know, we work at the CareerLink level with individuals, you know, who have various levels of training and training needs. Some of them call their employees workers. They call them staff. They call them you know, all sorts of different things. But the fact is that the levels of training that people need can get them a whole lot of different ways these days. And I think, you know, as we start to have a conversation about decreasing labor force in almost all of the demographics in Pennsylvania, including mm-hmm. Bedford County, the more employers are turning to different ways to train their workers.
Sure.
So one of them is on-the-job training, which mm-hmm. more and more employers are starting to offer because they don't have the ability to send them out.
100%. Is this a good idea for the employer to do it this way, you think?
Absolutely. I think, you know, when a lot of the workers, when you have an unemployment rate at 4%, which is a historic low for Bedford County, we call that a tight labor market, right? So it means that the pool of workers who are available may not have all the skills that are needed to go into a certain job.
Right.
So they are finding that they're having to bring more people on who need more training.
Right.
And so we call that on-the-job training. CareerLink actually helps employers pay for that. It can help employers pay for that person that they're bringing on that way. It's a well-kept secret, I think, at this point that shouldn't be.
Well, but it's not anymore.
But I think that is one of the ways that they're figuring it out is they are going to need to do more training with the people they're bringing on.
You're listening to Bedford County Speaks. My name is Lloyd Roach, and our guest today is Gwen Fisher from Pennsylvania CareerLink, and we're here in their wonderful conference room. They have this new facility. If you haven't seen it, you should come over and see it. It's right next to the Bedford County Training Center. Great big giant parking lot and a lot of young people running around. I saw a young man just outside the building here before I came in to see you, and he had a blowtorch and was scoring a piece of wood on a piece of furniture. And I was wondering, what is he doing? And then it dawned on me, he was actually decorating it. They do all kinds of things over there. I think it's very interesting that the way you are training and bringing people into this process, but it's still a little scary, isn't it? So what do you do to make the process unscary for people?
Yeah, you're right. It can be a daunting process to look for a new job or a new career or reinvent yourself. And, you know, left to your own devices, you're online, you're searching for whatever, you're talking to people about what maybe you want to do next. My advice to anybody who wants to do that is to pick up the phone and call CareerLink. Walk into CareerLink. It's why we're here. We are here to be with somebody like that every single step of the way, whether it's figuring out what you want to do with your life and with your career and what careers match with you, or whether it's doing your resume work, or whether it is practicing interviewing for that job you really want. We are here for people every step of the way. And, you know, you don't have to do it on your own.
That's great news. You're listening to Bedford County Speaks, and our guest is Gwen Fisher from Pennsylvania CareerLink. And when we come back, we're going to learn about their famous job fairs when Bedford County Speaks continues.
This is Connie Broad of the Huntington Bedford Fulton Area Agency on Aging, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks on News Talk, FM 98.7 and 1310 AM, WBFD.
Today's Bedford County Speaks is presented as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association. BCDA President Jen Marsh, along with her professional staff, are building new business, residential, and outdoor recreation opportunities in Bedford County. BCDA builds business parks and fully operational building sites, such as the newly opened Rural Electric Cooperative Operations Center in Business Park 1, or site-ready locations in Business Park 2. In addition to to excellent locations for business and industry. BCDA builds relationships that have added millions of dollars and thousands of jobs to Bedford County. BCDA represents a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org.
Some time back, they did a survey and they found that lots of people who lived within a few miles of the Liberty Bell or the Statue of Liberty never visited either place. That happens around here too. Just after the start of the French and Indian War, Bedford County became the gateway to the West with the opening of the Forbes Road, which we now call Route 30. In 1794, President George Washington had to come here to quell the Whiskey Rebellion. By 1913, the first transcontinental road for motor cars, the Lincoln Highway, was dedicated here, and the legendary Bedford Springs Resort still welcomes people from all over the world. With this kind of legacy, why keep it a secret? Spread the word about Bedford County, the history, the charm, and the regal Alleghenies. Bedford County, America's open door to the West.
Now let's return to Lloyd and his guest on Bedford County Speaks.
Pennsylvania Career Link today on Bedford County Speaks, and my name is Lloyd Roach. Our guest today is Gwen Fisher, and she is the boss lady of this operation. You have three facilities?
Our workforce development area is composed of six counties, is Blair, Bedford, Cambria, Somerset, Huntington, and Fulton.
So are all of these yours?
I supervise or administrate the Blair and Bedford County
offices. Okay, well, good. And you always come a long way to come to see me. I appreciate it very much. Just one little quick question. If I'm a job seeker, what is the best way to access you, and what do I need to bring with me?
You need nothing to walk in and access us. You can just walk in off the street. We will walk you through some initial steps, take some information with you, get you registered on the CareerLink site. It's all no cost. You can call us. We can set up an appointment with you. We will meet you somewhere else if you're not able to get to the CareerLink. We can meet with you virtually if that's what you like, and set up an online Zoom or Microsoft Teams session to talk with you that way. So we really are not only just here at the site next to the Bedford County Technical Center, but we're also in your community as well.
If I'm in here from company XYZ and I want to go to work at company ABC, is that information going to be confidential when they come here?
100% confidential.
I was wondering about that because
I'm counting on that, Lloyd. I'm counting on PA CareerLink being spread far and wide.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the job fair. So you have this great job fair you do at multiple times of the year. You usually do it here in the fairgrounds. Tell me how that works. For someone who's never been to one, can you give us a description of what it's like?
Yeah, so we hold two big job fairs every year. We hold it in the spring and the fall. This year it's on April 15th at the Bedford County Fairgrounds in Jordan Hall from 10 to 2. It's 9:30 early access for veterans. We have about 55 employers that represent all of the different key industries in the area, whether it's manufacturing, hospitality, healthcare, transportation, public service. We have a pretty good sector of all of those companies all here wanting to hire, and they all want to talk to you. So I would, if I were a first-time job seeker, and again, it can be daunting to come in and face a big room full of employers who all want to talk to you, just make sure you bring a resume if you have one. CareerLink can help you make one in advance, by the way. Think of a few questions you might want to ask an employer. What jobs do you have open? These are my skills. Do you have any jobs for me? How much do you make at this facility? They want to talk to you and they want to answer your questions. So I would say just come with those two things and an open mind.
You just said something really interesting. Instead of asking, what does it pay? You say, what does the job pay, or what can someone make here at this company? Mm-hmm. I like that because it's not as confrontational, and it gives you a good feeling that both people have an understanding. I think as a former employer, I didn't like it when someone came in. The first thing they asked me is what it's to pay. Any suggestions on the kind of language you should use when you go and see some of these people?
Well, I think the employers who are at this fair, they really want to hire you. So I think it's less about the language you use than the way that you might present yourself and saying, I'm really interested in your company.
Right.
I'm interested in what you jobs you have. I'm interested in the pay, of course.
Right.
But to open up that way to say, I'm interested
right.
in, and then it can go from there. And the pay can certainly be included. All the employers are bringing their pay with them, and they're telling you right there what you can make.
Gotcha.
So some of them are even putting it on boards right up on their tables.
So let's say I walk over to one of these tables and one of these employers, one of these 55 employers. How's it go? I know they've seen, they have stuff on the tables. They have pictures of, sometimes of the plant mm-hmm. or pictures of what they make. And there's a couple of people there. I mean, what can I expect? I walk up and say, I'm a little apprehensive. I don't know what this is about. Let's just use the plastic people as an example. They make reinforced plastic products. So they usually have little samples of their stuff around. What kind of dynamics goes on? How's it go? I'm just trying to get a feeling of what would happen when I arrive there.
Oh, I think it's really different by employer and
right.
the people that they send to the job fair to do the recruiting for them. So you will pass by tables where people are trying to lure you in, where they say, please come talk to us. We really want you to come talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
There's other tables where there's people that are waiting for you to come up and be interested in chatting with you. So I think there can be all different kind of approaches, and not everybody at that job fair is going to have a different way of speaking to you when you walk by. What I would encourage you to do is to engage with all of them briefly if they seem like somebody you want to talk to, if the manufacturer is somebody you want to talk
mm-hmm.
to, or the employer.
You know, one of the job fairs I went to, they had the state police there. They had the U.S. Air Force. The U.S. Air Force told me I was too old, but other than that – but that's a good way for them to recruit because they have the same problem everyone else has. They're trying to find young people who are fit to work in their organizations. And
yeah.
I guess all of these other companies are looking for young people who are fit that want to work in this organization. So that's probably part of your job to set them up. How is CareerLink connected to Goodwill Industries? There seems to be some sort of connection there.
Yeah, so all of the CareerLinks that I mentioned, you know, the 60 of them that are in the state of Pennsylvania, operate on a part of the workforce staff are actually state employees for the state of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
The other portion of the services that we deliver operate very franchise-like, and I don't want to say franchise, but
right.
I think they are under contract, right? People bid for the opportunity to hold a service contract to deliver Pennsylvania CareerLink services. So Goodwill is the contract holder for what we call Title I Career Advisor Services in Cambria, Bedford, and Blair counties.
If I'm an executive or had executive experience, do the rules change in the way you operate with a person like that than they did for someone maybe applying for an entry-level job at one of these manufacturers? What I guess I'm searching for is that if I'm an experienced executive, let's say I've been with a company forever, I just got laid off, I'm 54 years old, and I'm in a panic you cannot imagine. Have you ever run into anybody like that?
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think one of the great things about CareerLink and the way that we deliver services is that they're customized to every single mm-hmm. person who walks
right.
in here. And quite honestly, Lloyd, a lot of the people we see have gone through some kind of unemployment layoff,
right.
and they are in various degrees of panic
mm-hmm.
based on what their needs are. So we help every single person differently. I can say that's probably the simplest way to put it. And if there is an entry-level person that needs entry-level services, that's what we give them. If there is somebody who needs, quite honestly, some of the people who've been employed for years and years at a single company and there's a layoff or a business closure, those are some of our most seasoned people that haven't had to apply for a job in 40 years.
Well, that's my point is that you come in and let's say you've had this single responsibility at this single company and you're wondering how this could be transferred because they're going to have to reinvent themselves, aren't they?
Yeah. Sometimes they do have to reinvent themselves
yeah.
and sometimes they don't. What we have found is that when there is word of a layoff coming, because the labor market is so tight, we have companies that call CareerLink and say, I want to hire those employees that are getting laid off.
Really?
Can you connect us? And we say, absolutely. So there is there's a synergy in this community when they hear about situations like that or workers like that.
One of my program guests told me, I'm not going to name names, but told me that when his company is looking for people, he tries to go find the layoffs of the other company that he's competing with. And he says he has a better plan. He usually ends up keeping them, and they don't go back after the layoff.
Great strategy.
So, yeah. So I thought, you know, the business really is battle. Our guest is Gwen Fisher, and we're learning all about the world of employment from Pennsylvania Career Link. Aside from it being scary when you've been laid off, do you have any good stories about someone who's come in here in a total panic, has ended up having the best job he's ever had in his life or something like that?
Well, we have lots of stories like that, but probably one of my favorite most recent stories is a young man who came in who had been incarcerated and faced every single barrier possible. He didn't have a high school education. He just wanted to reinvent himself. He wanted to get out of what he had been tied into. So CareerLink, as this sort of holistic one-stop place, started to work with him and case manage him. We put him into our youth program. We connected him with our adult education providers. He got his GED. We connected him with our Goodwill Reentry Program, which is helps people who have a background, a criminal background. We actually connected him with our Office of Vocational Rehabilitation to help with some of his other barriers that he had, some mental health issues and that he needed to overcome. And he won this year at the conference I was telling you about, the Hershey Conference. Mm-hmm. He won the Governor's Individual Achievement Award. Mm-hmm. So we had placed him on a job work site, and he's doing great, and he is on his path. And it's those kind of stories that it's what keeps us doing what we do.
You just mentioned GED. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge, huge fan of the GED program. It's been around for 50, 60 years. Can you tell me a little bit about how that works if somebody needs to have that training or that certificate? Can you help them with that at all?
Absolutely. We have one of our we call it a mandated partner. So CareerLink has a whole several partners in the community that are required to partner with us, and one of them is adult education. So Goodwill is the provider of adult education for the Bedford County team. And we, if somebody comes in and wants to participate in a particular program or get a certain job, we need to evaluate their skill levels. So we give them a basic test that tests their skill levels, and we figure out kind of where they need to be, you know, what kind of education they need to be, where they need to start, put it that way. And we can connect them to our adult services, or they can skip all the testing and say, I don't have my GED, I just want to start, and we can connect them to that program directly without going through all of our individual testing.
Do you know anything about the program today? How is it done? Is it done at one of the local schools, or they do it on their own? Do you have any idea about that?
Well, they come right here on site in Bedford County to the PA CareerLink, mm-hmm. and they do classes here during the day. They also offer virtual classes in the evenings online as well. So we're helping as many people as we can, both in person and virtually.
So it depends how far you are from your high school diploma, whether you're missing a year or whatever, mm-hmm. Several courses. Well, we learned a lot on this show. Gwen Fisher from Pennsylvania CareerLink has filled us in a lot. We have about a minute or two left, and I just want to ask you a couple more things, if I might. What kind of outcome is your best outcome here when you bring someone in? Or from the employer standpoint, you have an employer and you have job seekers, so you work with them both equally. You try to put them together. What is your best outcome? I mean, if you were going to write a summary of what you did the last month, what would be a big win for you?
Well, I think there's two ways to look at that. We measure success in any number of numbers ways.
Yeah.
How many people we put into jobs, how many people got their GEDs, how many, you know, job seekers or employers we help. Those are all in the numbers column. And then there's the other column that has to do with the stories that we have and the follow-up that we do with the people who've come through our programs that send us the letters that say, you helped me so much. Mm. Thank you so much. I couldn't have done this without you. And that's the column, I think, that regardless of the numbers measurements that we measure our success on, and those are the things that keep us going.
That's a great thing to keep yourself going. Our program today is sponsored by BCDA, the Bedford County Development Association. They do a wonderful job, as Gwen pointed out. I know she works with them all the time. The BCDA has a future of opportunity and collaboration and exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, you should visit their website, bcda.org. Gwen Fisher, it's been a delight to talk with you. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, and I hope you come back soon.
Thanks so much, Lloyd. It's been a pleasure being here.
This morning's program is brought to you as a public service by the BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage. a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org. This is Lloyd Roach. See you next Saturday. Until then, have a great week.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks over 98.7 FM and 1310 AM WBFD. The show is heard right here every Saturday at 8:30 AM. If you'd like to hear the program again, visit bedfordcountyspeaks.com. Join us next time for Bedford County Speaks.